Since wheeled drones are in effect self-driving cars, albeit passenger-less ones, they need authorities' approval to operate. This has not always been forthcoming. Now the corona shock is softening up regulators, says Ryo Kentaro of ZMP, a maker of rolling drones in Tokyo. ZMP plans to begin a trial in Japan's capital this summer, faster than expected. In September, another pilot project will see twins wheels droids shuttle mail for La Poste, France's postal service, in Montpellier. Postal workers will handle the last mile to mailboxes. Officials look kindly on COVID-proof contactless delivery, says Chi Kong, in charge of drones at JD Logistics, an arm of JD.com, a Chinese e-commerce giant. Its vehicle's cargo bays open with a scan of a recipient's face or smartphone screen. On June 26, Amazon said it would buy Zoox, an autonomous car startup, for $1.2 billion. Drone airmail remains fledgling. Matternet, an American firm, operates a limited network in Switzerland. Wing, Google's sister company, serves parts of America, Australia and Finland. Zipline, which pioneered medical deliveries by Wing drones in Ghana and Rwanda, opened a small drone port in North Carolina in May. But by one reckoning, less than a third of last year's automated deliveries worldwide were by air. Amazon's Prime Air, scheduled to launch in late 2019, remains grounded. At least more regulators are getting on board. After much wavering, Ontario's have at last allowed a local firm, Drone Delivery Canada, to supply a remote Indigenous group called Beausoleil, fearful of lorry drivers bringing in the coronavirus. Flights are to begin in July.